In its opening, Australia's Offensive Cyber Capability Report issues a stark warning about the ease with which a cyber attack can strike and the potential scope of its destruction. It stresses that nowadays it's possible for a nation to launch a cyber attack against another and cause immense damage without ever firing a shot. Fergus Hansen is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ASPI, and co-authored the report. He says unlike conventional weapons assaults, cyber attacks can be carried out anywhere around the world.
They have global reach and they can be very targeted. So you can go after very specific pieces of infrastructure, for example, military equipment that's in the battlefield, without having to necessarily, you know, drop a huge weapon that has a whole lot of collateral damage associated with it.
A major recommendation of the report is that Australia invest heavily in its cyber operations, a necessary step to keep up with global players. It points to staffing as an issue, suggesting the government put more money into recruiting and training to develop a highly sophisticated team. The report was also critical of sensationalist media coverage, cautioning the government to carefully structure its communications. Mr. Hansen points to examples where the government has made announcements about cyber capabilities from military and law enforcement perspectives on the same day.
In the media and in the public reporting and debate that's happened after that, those two distinct capabilities have been conflated. So you could have been left with the impression that we were going to be using the Australian military to go after cyber criminals.
ASPI recommends the government create what it calls asymmetric capability. That is, get along ahead of the others in a capability that won't be easily countered by militaries in the region. In its research, the organisation identified more than 100 states with military and intelligence cyber units. The United States, the report says, is among the most transparent and advanced in terms of capabilities, while countries like China and North Korea have been accused of using cyber tools to steal intellectual property and money. Fergus Hansen says the way in which different governments engage in cyber operations covers a wide spectrum.
You've got other countries like Russia that use their offensive cyber capability for a lot of blunt force type of operations. So we've seen them take out in sort of reckless operations, take out Ukraine's power supply. And at the other end of the spectrum, you've got countries that, you know, are really just starting to build up a very basic capability in this space.
It's now widely believed cyber operations can infiltrate politics, with the US accusing Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Data breach is another emerging concern, with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg currently testifying before the US Congress. The social media site recently admitted the personal information of up to 87 million users may have been improperly shared with political consultancy Cambridge Analytica. One of Mr. Zuckerberg's first meeting has been with Florida Senator Bill Nelson, the top Democrat on the Senate Commerce Committee, which is holding the joint hearing.
He said they were lied to by Cambridge Analytica. Well, you can't protect our privacy just on the basis of somebody telling you that they're going to protect it. So does that mean law? Yes. Does that mean regulation? Yes.
ASPI's Fergus Hansen says Australia has passed data breach notification laws, which came into effect in February. But he says there is still progress to be made.
That's a good development in that it incentivizes companies to disclose when data breaches take place. There are a lot of data breaches that are taking place every day. I think we've still got a long way to go before companies have hardened up their cybersecurity defences so that these become less common. But that's a step in the right direction.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.